Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive. I'm Brandon Johnson with the Utah Humanities Council, with a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 61 years ago this week, the world's first nuclear bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan by the crew of the bomber Enola Gay. Most of us have heard about the destruction of the atomic blast, but did you know that the tiny Utah town of Wendover played an important part in the drama that led up to the bombing? Only a few months after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Wendover Army Air Base opened its doors as a place to train aircraft crews to drop bombs. At one time, it was even considered to be the largest military base in the world. One of the bomber units that trained at Wendover was the 509th Composite Group, commanded by Colonel Paul Tibbetts. Isolated, open, and flat, Utah's West Desert became the ideal place for the 509th to practice bombing runs in preparation for a secret mission over Japan. The military supposedly even built a mock city at the foot of the mountains to make target practice more realistic. And Tibbetts and his men experimented with a variety of bomb shapes and sizes at Wendover to aid engineers in the atomic bomb's construction. Eventually, the 509th left the Utah desert and flew to Tinian Island in the Pacific Ocean. President Harry Truman had given the Japanese government an ultimatum to surrender or face a weapon more terrible than anything the world had ever seen. When Japan refused, he gave the okay to drop the bomb. On August 6, 1945, the Enola Gay left Tinian and dropped a weapon with the explosive force of 20,000 tons of TNT on Hiroshima. 4 days later, after another bomb had been dropped on Nagasaki, the Japanese military surrendered and World War II was over. The Utah base where the crew of the Enola Gay trained remained open for another 31 years until it was turned over to the city of Wendover and became a civilian airport. For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.